Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. At BSERP Show. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayden is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Sir Prenant.
Noon, lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Brayden Suprenant. This is the Brayden Suprenant Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All guests on 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right. Joining the morning show, Ben and Woods. Earlier today on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline was none other than the CEO of the San Diego Padres, and Eric Grubner. Eric Grubner had a lot to say on the morning show, a lot of things that needed to be said or addressed, and we're going to play some of that for you. The first thing was obviously the start of the offseason, start to the offseason, and Mike Schilt's retirement, which was the most glaring thing to get things started earlier this morning.
So the end of the season, you know, if you don't have a parade, is always a really difficult transition. You know, it's kind of a taste you got to get out of your mouth, and not easy. You know, it's hard to watch baseball for a week or so after the season ends, but, you know, I've slowly gotten back into watching the postseason. So it was tough. It was a tough adjustment. I think for 2 years in a row now, we felt like, you know, we've had a team with a level of talent and experience that's commensurate with a championship caliber team, and we just haven't been able to get it done in the postseason, and that's tough. But, you know, you can pretty quickly turn your focus to what it's going to take to get better and change the outcome next year and break through and win a championship, and that's really the focus of the offseason. You know, it's less nights and weekends at the ballpark, which is nice, but just as much effort and work. And, you know, it begins with our evaluation and where we need to get better to win a championship. And we're in the process of doing that right now. And, you know, and you asked about Mike. I think you know, to start the off season with his decision to retire as a manager, you know, had to be a focus for us for the last week or so. And we certainly wish Mike the best, but now we need to hire the best manager who we believe can lead us to a World Series championship in 2026.
Which is exactly what they're in the process of doing. We had the news about, obviously, Albert Pujols, and that's going to be an interview on Wednesday. It was announced on social media by Aldin Gonzalez. So that is lined up. It sounds like they will potentially interview, or it sounds like they're going to interview Ruben Niebla, the pitching coach. So, and they've had some interest in a guy like Nick Hundley, but what is the latest on the managerial search process? Here's what Eric Grubner had to say.
Yeah, that process has begun. We spent the last week identifying both internal and external candidates, and we'll begin the interview process this week, in fact, beginning today. And that'll be a multi-week process as we narrow down the candidates and eventually select a manager. So, yeah, that process is underway. It's going to be a very important hire for us and, you know, a really important position that we need to fill to put together that beyond just the roster, you know, the championship caliber team that, you know, we need to have in 26.
The Athletic article that came out, very interesting. Talked about a little bit of a rift between Eric Grubner and AJ Preller. So they didn't see like eye to eye on some things. And, you know, the article said what it said. And obviously, couldn't not ask him the question about what his relationship is like with AJ Preller. Now, in the article, AJ Preller mentioned that he's got a cordial and a good working relationship with Eric Grubner. That was said in the article. AJ Preller did not say he had any problems with Eric Grubner. It was the sources that said there might be a rift between the two. Eric Grubner was not quoted in the Athletic article, but the morning show, Ben and Woods, asked him about this particular rift, I guess, but more so the relationship he has with AJ Preller. And here's what Eric Grubner said regarding the Athletic article that came out last week.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that opportunity and happy to discuss that topic. You know, the Athletic had reached out to both AJ and I, and, you know, obviously AJ went on the record and, you know, I declined to talk about it, and in part because, you know, I told the Athletic at the time that it's not true. You know, AJ went on the record and also said it's not true. You know, we've worked together for over a decade, AJ and I. You know, we've always had and continue to have a great working relationship. We respect each other. And, you know, without the contributions that each of us have made, you know, we would not have been able to have accomplished some of the great things that we've accomplished as an organization. Really, in particular, over the last 5 years. And so our ability to work together in the working relationship we have and what each of us brings to the table, I think, is a continuing key to our success. And so AJ, you know, shared that with The Athletic. I think it was included in the article. You know, I'm saying it to you today. It's just not true. You know, there's only two people who are qualified to speak on this topic, and you've now heard from both of us. You know, we work well together, and we're aligned in our singular goal of winning a World Series championship, and that's not going to change. So it's really, you know, much ado about nothing from my perspective, but I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it and, you know, just correct whatever misconceptions there might be out there.
That's great. Sounds like great news. Hopefully that means they're working on a opportunity to bring back AJ Preller, or at least give him a contract extension. What's the latest on AJ Preller potentially getting a contract extension? Here is what Eric Grubner said on Ben and Woods earlier this morning.
Yeah, so, you know, shortly after the season ended, our chairman, John Seidler, sent out a letter to our fans and, you know, said a couple of key things. Number one, just reiterated that our plan going into the offseason and in 2026 is to continue to do everything we can to pursue a World Series championship. But that, you know, as we saw in the postseason this year for a second year in a row, you know, there are areas of deficiency where we need to get better. And the only way we're going to get better is if we, you know, go through an exhaustive process this offseason of taking a look at all the different areas of the organization with a particular eye towards how we can improve some of the areas where we need to get better to win a championship. So that evaluation process has started now. You know, as Ben mentioned, you know, we're only 2 weeks into the off season, but it started and it's going in earnest. And part of that review process, you know, is going to now be looking for a new manager, which we didn't necessarily anticipate coming into the off season. But it's also going to involve and is already in process, involving a review of AJ and a contract extension. So, you know, that's already started. You know, John's taking the lead on that discussion with AJ, and it's always been the plan that the discussions around an extension for AJ would take place beginning in the off season, you know, as part of our review and evaluation. And so those discussions have begun, and, you know, we're optimistic that AJ will be our president of baseball operations past 2026.
That sounds like good news. Again, I think they got to do that before they eventually hire a manager. But if it's in the works, I think that's going to help play in the interview process to finding a new manager of the San Diego Padres. Now, there's a lot of review processes that the Padres are going to do. Obviously, Eric Grubner talked about that leading into the extension for AJ Preller, but what is the latest on the team's review process of the season? As they said, they were going to go through the entire organization. Here's what Eric Grubner said about the team's review process of the season.
Begin with a thorough review of last year's team and where we had strengths, where we had areas of weakness or deficiency. You know, and I think that's the thing about the sport of baseball is it's not particularly hard to figure that out because you have such a large data set or sample size of 162 regular season games and then hopefully, you know, as many postseason games as possible. And so it's, you know, there's really not much mystery around where we need to get better. I think we continued to pitch the ball really well, especially despite some of the injuries that we had to the starting rotation. And I think that continued to be a strength of the team. You know, we defended well. And offensively, you know, there were games and stretches where, you know, we strung together the type of consistent at-bats that has been a hallmark of our offense over the last couple of seasons. But, you know, we were lacking in slug. You know, we were lacking in the ability to score runners when they were in scoring position. And, you know, I think we've found for a couple of postseasons in a row now that, you know, our offense just wasn't at the level that it needed to be at to play championship level baseball. So that's a key area of focus for us. And it's going to be a key area of focus for our new manager once we hire him. And so that's really where it starts. And, you know, there's so many other parts of the organization, so many other areas where every year we relentlessly pursue improvement, whether it's the ballpark experience for our fans, who are amazing, by the way, and, you know, cannot say enough about the support that they've given us over these last 5 years. I mean, these last 5 years, we've been, with the exception of 1 year out of those five, we've been in top three in attendance in Major League Baseball. You know, we finished number two this past season, and all the credit and gratitude goes to our fans for that. And every year we've got to elevate their experience. That's our goal. We want them to come to the ballpark and experience something new, something that they haven't seen before at the ballpark, to keep it fresh and new, but also continue to deliver the same high level of guest experience, in-game experience, keep the area around the ballpark clean and safe and welcoming to our fans. And then we do a lot in the off season, which we'll talk about in a minute, but all that is key as well, because that helps support the highest level of payroll that we can possibly have in this market, which is a key component to having a championship team. So everything we do as an organization under AJ's leadership, my leadership, it's all with a focus of winning a championship. There's a lot of different pieces to that puzzle. And every year we've got to try to get better in each and every area of how we operate this franchise. And that's what it's going to take to win a championship.
He goes on to talk about one other thing that I think a lot of Padres fans are really want to know about. We'll talk about what he said when we come back. Eric Grubner on the morning show earlier today on Ben and Woods. This is the Braden Soprenet Show, live and local each every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Let's get to the final thing that Eric Gribner talked about. No, it wasn't about the TV contract, okay? They're working on it. All these teams are working. There's a lot of teams in baseball that are working on it. I think that wasn't the latest update we had. Was like, aren't they moving to ESPN Plus or something like that? Or isn't ESPN taking over? I don't know for a fact. I thought that was the case. We'll look that up as Eric Gribner talks about something else that's very important. That would be the payroll. We talked about payroll for the first hour of the show, payroll in Major League Baseball. What's the Padres' payroll going to look like next year? Is it going to increase? Is it going to decrease? We're trying to save money. We got money to spend. And everything that you need to improve on this roster, it's going to cost money. What's the payroll going to look like? Here is what Eric Gribner said on Bennett Woods earlier this morning.
Yeah, I think you can add slug. You can also get more slug out of the players you have on the roster.
Yep.
So I just want to clarify that.
100%.
I think it's certainly a combination, and we're going to need to ultimately do both. So part of that evaluation process, and we're going through it right now, is budgeting for next year, taking a look at where we expect both expenses and revenue to be at for 2026. But I can, you know, once again, say something that I've said, you know, over the years for a while now, which is, every resource that we have, every dollar that we generate above what, you know, obviously the expenses of operating the team in the ballpark, you know, all of that's going to go into fielding the most competitive team we can, which means we're going to take payroll as high as we possibly can take it. You know, we were a top 10 payroll this last year, and we've been a little bit higher than that in a couple of the prior years. We've consistently been in the top 10 payroll in baseball, and we believe that if we can continue to stay in that top, you know, tertile or top 10 of payroll in Major League Baseball, that with the skills that AJ and his team bring to bear and the players that we have under contract and have committed to that form the core of this team, we have everything that we need to win a World Series championship. And so we're going to, now that's not to say that we would settle at a lower payroll than we were capable of supporting. Everything we have is going to go into it. And our fans and their continued support of this team, the way that they've shown up, has allowed us to continue to maintain a payroll in the top 10 in baseball. And that's not historically been the case for this franchise,
sure,
both in terms of attendance and in terms of payroll. And so, you know, we're going to continue to do the same thing we've been doing for years now, which is try to put the most competitive team we can on the field with the goal of winning a World Series championship. We've made that commitment to the fans. We've continued to make good on that commitment. You know, would we love to have a top payroll in baseball? Sure. I know the fans would love for us to be the number one payroll in baseball. I would love that. You know, the reality is we're going to continue to try to be as high as we can be on payroll, and that's a product of the support we've received from the fans, and we're going to continue to put every resource back into this team.
We are a actions over words show. Based on what we were talking about in the first hour, which relates to all of this, doesn't it, Frank? Relates to all of this.
I would say so.
It's like we were talking about it all day. And I'm going to pull it back up on my phone. This Forbes thing that they put out. Again, take it with a grain of salt. It's kind of some projections. But the Padres, like to us, to me, the Padres should be trying to spend, I think they need to be top 10 in payroll if they can. And the fact that they are the sixth highest spender in terms of percentage of revenue in Major League Baseball, I think is satisfactory to fans. They are doing exactly what Eric Cooper said they're doing. We don't know how much money the Padres make. Forbes had a guess that it's around $432 million in revenue, which is not profit. That is revenue. And I don't know what that entails. I'm sure there's a lot of different projections with that. And you will never know because they're never opening the books. But based on those projections and what the payroll is, the Padres are spending 64% of their revenue on their payroll. And again, revenue is not profit. They got to take their expenses out. Eric Ruppert just laid all of that out in that answer. We are going to try to spend as much of the money we bring in as possible on payroll after we like have to spend the money to run a professional baseball team, which it costs a lot to run a professional baseball team. I mean, the fact that they're spending 64% of their revenue on their payroll tells you that they're spending almost as much as they possibly can. I mean, I don't know how much the expenses are for that place, but I would imagine the expenses for running a ball club are very high. I don't know how much more of a percentage you can run. And if you look at it, there's only one team that is spending 90% of their revenue. And then there's a drastic fall off from everybody else. But the team that's running, that's spending 90% of their revenue on payroll is the New York Mets. And that's because they have the richest owner in baseball. He's just writing checks. He doesn't care. It's not going to affect him. He could put more money into the team than anything else. He is the only one that can do that. The Dodgers have other resources, as we mentioned before. They spend 73% of their revenue on payroll. They can afford to do that and still make a lot of money. The Padres are spending in the top 10 in Major League Baseball in terms of percentage of the revenue going to the payroll. I think that's more than fair. That shows that they're trying to win. It takes money to spend on a lot of these players, to say that they're not doing that or they're lying or they're trying to spend. They're spending the money. Now, that's not saying that they can't raise their payroll. They might raise it a little bit. But to me, I think that they're doing a fair job of spending money on the team. And Eric Gruber said this as well, and I totally agree. They need more slug. They can go buy some more slug. But also, at the same time, they have players on the team that could also contribute to the slugging that need to play at a higher level. They have spent the money. I think they might be able to expend a little bit more. They have hiked the season ticket prices. They've done a lot of that. But to say that they are not spending on the team, I think would be outrageous. They're spending on the team. If they weren't, we'd say something. But they are. And it shows it. Their actions speak that they're spending on the team. There shouldn't be any qualms about that. After everything that Eric Gruppner has said, Frank, what is your initial reaction on some of the payroll and AJ Preller, and we got enough clarity there?
I think there's a lot of good signs to be taken out from what Gruppner said this morning.
I'd agree.
To hear the contract extension conversations with AJ Preller, I think whether or not that news comes out before, after, or at the same time as the manager announcement, I think is fine. At least it's heading in the proper direction. And as far as the payroll goes, listen, we've known the Padres have been in this spot for the last couple of years. They're trying to stick to it. They're trying to find a way to win with what they have, not adding too much. They have their own quote-unquote cap that they're trying to stay under. So, I mean, this is it is about as expected from Eric Rupner for what we heard. And again, I'm very happy that he and Preller are moving in the right direction for the future of this team.
Answer a lot of questions that the Padres fans have had. And there's a lot of things that he probably couldn't say, correct? But at the same time, I mean, everything that he probably could said, he went out there and answered it. It was a good job by Ben and Woods asking the questions, asking a lot of the tough questions sometimes. In terms of the payroll, the Padres spend money, and this ownership spends money. And if they ask a little bit, if they spend a little bit more, great. AJ Preller, to me, deserves a contract extension. Bringing in a manager that tries to get the most out of these guys, and let's roll for 2026. And then who knows what happens after that, because the collective bargaining agreement ends. And we go back to the beginning of the conversation that we had in the first hour of the show. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. When we come back, we'll talk more about the latest on the Padres managerial search, latest with Albert Pujols, some other things that Eric Rupner talked about as we continue the Padres conversation, and get to, hopefully, our midday sports standoff. If you call in and take me down to sports trivia, you have an opportunity to win a trip to Vegas to see Jerry Seinfeld. We'll talk more about that when we come back on the Brayden Soprano Show, San Diego's number sports station, 97 through the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour on 97 through the Fan is brought to you by our local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. As if we get a contestant, we will take on the midday sports stand-up. Let's talk a little bit about, and we didn't get to this earlier, but let's get to it now. Top offseason focus for the Padres. Obviously, to me, it's getting AJ Preller signed to a contract extension. Sounds like that might be the case. And again, like we saw a report from Jim Bowden earlier today. Frank Marchese sent it to me, as well as Adam Klug. This is from Jim Bowden. To be clear, AJ Preller, was there a tweet before this? Very unsolicited. Here it is. To be clear, AJ Preller is happy in San Diego, has a strong relationship with ownership, and wants to stay long term. And all indications Jim Bowden is getting is the feelings are mutual. AJ and ownership continued focus is to bring a world championship to San Diego over the next few years. That has been the going conversation. The ongoing conversation from the Padres staff from Park Boulevard even before the Dennis Lynn, Ken Rosenthal article that was put out about a little bit of a rift maybe between A.J. Preller and Eric Grubner. A.J. Preller said he's got a great working relationship with Eric Grubner. Eric Grubner said the exact same thing on Bennett Woods. So, I think there was a clip, and I need money sent in the chat. There's a clip from SiriusXM Radio. We'll probably get to that in the next hour of A.J. Preller talking on that show and probably discussing his future with the San Diego Padres. But as of right now, I think that's the main area of concern for the Padres. Then the next area of concern is, or the next, not really area of concern, I'm going to rephrase that. That is priority number one. Priority number two, finding a manager. Letting the guy that you're going to sign a contract extension to hire a manager. You can get priority two done over priority one, especially if priority one is in the works, but that's one and two. Signing A.J. Preller to a contract extension, having him find a manager. Albert Pujols is interviewing for the Padres managerial job on Wednesday. We'll have updates on that when we get them later in the week. We'll let you know if there's any other candidates potentially being interviewed. It sounds like, so far, it's just Albert Pujols and Ruben Niebla. There has been some interest with the Padres in Nick Hundley. Now, Nick Hundley was rumored to be part of the conversation for the Giants managerial job. Sounds like Tony Vitello might be in the conversation for the new Giants job. There was an article in the New York Times about this, or really The Athletic, and this is an excerpt from it of Nick Hundley took himself out of consideration for the Giants job. There's every indication that the job was Hundley's if he wanted it. The former Willie Mack Award winner is one of Posey's best friends in the game and models Posey's stated desire to hire a servant leader whose presence commands respect in every room he enters. But Hundley lives in San Diego. He has two young daughters and is said to treasure being an active participant in their lives, something his current role allows while working as a special assistant for the Texas Rangers, general manager, and longtime friend Chris Young. Becoming a major league manager would require signing himself over to the demands of a 6-week spring training and 162-game schedule. Hundley wasn't sure he was ready to make that commitment right now, and it's likely that he wouldn't have seriously considered it for anyone other than Posey, while Hundley has been contacted by other teams. It said in Kevin Acey's report that the Padres are interested in potentially talking with Nick Hundley as well. I don't know if that changes with him living in San Diego. He took his name out of the Giants job. I mean, obviously that would be moving, or maybe not moving. I mean, at this point, there's a lot of, when you have made the money that guys like Nick Hundley has made and people in professional, they don't have to physically move. They can go rent out a place in the new city and live there during the season. I don't know if that is something he would do, physically move the family to San Francisco. I don't know if that's a factor or not. But I do find it interesting that he wants to be a family man, but also like considering a managerial job. It sounds more like he did it as a favor to Buster Posey. But does that change if he's in San Diego? Like that's an interesting case. Now, if he takes an interview with the Padres, and there's no indication that he's going to get an interview or whatever, all we know is the Padres were interested in Nick Hundley. I don't know if that changes or not. So if Nick Hundley gets an interview with the Padres, maybe he thinks he could do the managerial job here in San Diego. He doesn't have to move anything, and he could still be very apparent in his daughters' lives. We'll see what happens with that. All we do know, at least up to 12:40 on October 20th, is Albert Pujols is getting an interview. Ruben Niebla is getting an interview, and we know that Albert Pujols' interview is on Wednesday. Maybe they already interviewed Ruben Niebla. I don't know. Sounds like he will get one, though, for the managerial job. Very interesting. So those are that's priority number one and two for top offseason focus for the Padres in this offseason. The next one, too, is, and again, when laid out in the article that talks about this, A.J. Preller held his end-of-the-season press conference last Tuesday, addressed key questions about the team's future, including the ongoing managerial search, his own status, several major roster decisions heading the offseason. While leadership dominated the headlines, Preller provided important updates on players such as Yu Darvish, Mason Miller, Ethan Salas, as well as the team's offseason priorities. Now, the next level here, and I think this is in kind of the order that he would talk about. I think they got to figure out what Yu Darvish is doing before they even discuss anything else in the lineup. Because Yu Darvish impacts a lot with his decision. It impacts from a monetary standpoint of how much more money are we going to have off the books if Yu Darvish decides to retire, or how much less we're going to be able to work with if he does decide to pitch in 2026, try to go another year. And that also impacts on what your decision-making is for an on-field standpoint of who's going to be in the starting rotation. Can Yu Darvish have a starting rotation spot? To me, that decision is very impactful and needs to be done before you start looking around the free agents, before you start thinking about trades. You need to know what the future is for Yu Darvish. He's 38 years old, 39 years old. He's going to be 40 next year. He has 3 years left on his contract, but he could be contemplating retirement after another injury-plagued season and obviously not that great of an outing in Chicago for the wild card series. Darvish only made 15 starts in 2025 due to elbow issues. It's uncertain whether he will require additional medical intervention. I mean, we didn't even think about that either. I mean, there could be a situation where he might need to get another surgery or something to keep going, and he doesn't want to do it. Or he's at the point where it's like, what's the point in doing said procedure? And I don't know. That this could be an issue though with his elbow. He had the elbow issues last year. He worked his way through it. Who knows if there's anything else medical that he would have to address during the offseason. Following the team's wild card series and loss in Chicago, Darvish said he needed time before deciding his future. AJ Preller did confirm ongoing conversations with Yu Darvish during his press conference last week. Quote, we'll keep talking to him over the course of the next couple of weeks to see what it means for him. He's a big part of the organization. Now, that being said, when AJ Preller discussed the starting rotation, he failed to mention Yu Darvish's name. Maybe he forgot. AJ Preller is the type of person that is very careful about the words that he chooses, is very careful about the names he mentions. He's pretty savvy when it comes to answering the questions in the media, not to give too much information that he doesn't need to give. He did not mention Yu Darvish. Annie Halperin had to ask him about what the Yu Darvish situation was, and then AJ Preller went on to say, like, well, he's got a, you know, we're waiting for a decision. We've had ongoing conversations. You have to figure out the Yu Darvish situation. That's a major impact for your offseason and where the future is. I think that's more important than a lot of different things like finding players with slug and all this other stuff. Before you can start thinking about the offseason, you need to know what Yu Darvish is doing. Now, here's the thing. You got 5 days after the conclusion of the World Series that is a period of time where it's dead and you can't start signing deals. That doesn't mean these guys aren't start talking. I mean, they're putting their boards together and everything like that for the free agency and potential moves for trades, but the sooner you know what Yu Darvish is doing, the sooner you can put together your roster. There's a couple other major questions for the Padres that involve this team and the offseason. We'll talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour after we get to today's Midday Sports Standoff.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenin Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No, he's not good.
Are you kidding me, Mr.?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right, Frank. Who we got playing today?
We have David in Terrasana playing today. David, how you doing, bud?
Great. How are you guys?
Good. Okay, so we're going to be a little bit more normal.
more
relaxed than we were on Friday.
Friday was rough, dude.
Shut up. I know.
Shut up, man.
So today,
Fallon Frank,
today's topic is there are 5 FBS schools that do not have university in their title. So San Diego State University, University of Notre Dame.
Okay.
There's do not have university in their official title. David,
okay,
your first crack.
So, for clarification, these are Division I schools, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. FBS Division I schools, yes.
Tufts.
Did you say Tufts?
Yes.
That is a D3 school.
Yeah, no. That's...
All right. Fair enough.
I would go with the Naval Academy.
Navy, correct.
United States Military Academy, West Point.
Army, sure, yes.
Army, West Point, yeah. The Air Force Academy.
Air Force, yes. Need to get this one right.
Citadel.
What was that?
He's got not an FBS school.
No, that is,
try
no,
again. Okay. Try again. Go not ahead. An FBS school.
VMI, Virginia Military Institute.
Not an FBS school. You're on fire if it wasn't for the FBS thing.
They're both in Power Four conferences.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry.
Brady needed to get that one more.
Yes.
Give you another hint because I know both of them. I'll give you another hint. They're both in the ACC. That is correct, right, Frank? They're both in the ACC?
Yes.
Yes, they are. One last chance, David.
Go ahead, David.
God, I'm like running through everybody has university in their name that I keep running through in the ACC. Except obviously these two.
Throw out a guess.
Notre Dame.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Boston College. And the Georgia Institute of Technology. Georgia Tech. Which is different than Texas Tech. Because it's Texas Tech University. It's the Georgia Institute of Technology.
So the 3 military academies, Boston College, and Georgia Tech were the 5.
See, now when you posed that idea of that question a couple of days ago, I was sitting there going like, does this count? Does that count? Does this count? I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, to me, like, Ole Miss was like, well, that's not really the universe. I'm thinking about like official title names. And I'm like, well, Ole Miss is the University of Mississippi. Does that count? And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. The Naval Academy. They're not universities. They're academies, colleges, and Institute of Technologies. I will say that was a better question than last week.
Thank you. It's the one I probably should have gone with Friday.
Our guy David was on it for all non-FBS schools.
He would have
killed me in that particular.
Yeah, he was nailing it.
Yep.
And again, and he asked for clarification before we got into it as well. We said, yeah, all FBS schools.
All FBS schools. You know what? Some people don't know what FBS is.
There's a B and then there's a C. FBS. He was naming the FCS.
FCS.
We wanted the B part of the FBS.
Jake Waters in the chat. I propose at the next live remote a college football standoff first, Braden. It's possible. Not bad. Not bad. I'm waiting on more time, TV times. I'm going to the TCU-BYU game in a couple of weeks.
Oh, are you now?
It's a little bit better, at least. So the earliest... The BYU game can start. The earliest a BYU game can start, okay, the earliest, is 10 o'clock Mountain Time. That's the earliest window they could potentially start a game, which is stupid, but nonetheless. I land in Salt Lake City at 9:30. I can theoretically make most of that game, worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, they're supposed to announce the times. You know what I forgot about at this point in the season?
They
move
the windows later?
The windows become smaller. So it usually is a 14-day window or a 13-day window, whatever it is, 14-day window, 13-day window.
Speaking of which, we do know that this weekend it will be at 12:30 that San Diego State will take on Fresno State, not 4. It'll be 12:30.
Oh, they flipped. Yeah, they had a one or other.
Yeah, it was either 12:30 or 4 o'clock. They announced it will be at 12:30.
Okay. So they announced the Big 12 games for the following week. So this weekend, in 2 weeks... They announced this is what the this is what's so dumb about this. So for the games on September 1st, now TCU doesn't have a game, so I don't really care. November 1st, sorry. So they don't have a game, so I don't really care. But it is a tease for what could potentially play out. They gave a game time for one game. It was Oklahoma State, Kansas. Nobody's watching that game. That's why that game time got out. ESPN Plus at 4 o'clock Eastern, a 1 o'clock game for that. And then they're like, okay, here's all your game times. And then listed six teams that are now added to the six-day selection. Thank you. Why don't you just pick the game time like a day before? Let's just make it fun. Let's just play roulette with the game time. We should pick it the day of on College Game Day. Wake up at 6 in the morning, see what they announce. Hey, today's game, Oregon and Washington, we're actually kicking off for the next 3 hours. It's going to be at 9 in the morning. Everybody's in their hotel like waiting, like, what time's our game today? That might be more entertaining.
Let's get to the stadium early.
So we're going to the game, and the person I'm going with goes, I hate TV. It's her first time experiencing the TV portion of said game. I'm like, yeah, well, this is why they make so much money. They have to stagger it so it makes a lot of sense. Arizona-Colorado, six-day selection. Arizona State-Iowa State, six-day selection. Cincinnati-Utah, six-day selection. I mean, you're telling me you can't schedule UCF-Baylor on November 1st? You have to wait to see what kind of plays out? Texas Tech-Kansas State?
I don't know what made me just think of this.
West Virginia-Houston should have a game time on November 1st. Who's watching that?
I don't know what made me just think of this. Remember the part in Space Jam where they're playing the original, the good one?
Yeah, the good one. I haven't even watched the other one because it sucks.
I haven't either. Where they're playing like pickup basketball after Michael Jordan first gets to Looney Tune Land.
Mm-hmm.
And Newman's sitting on the bench. He's like, the mouse? You picked the mouse?
Yeah, the mouse?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why that just popped into my head.
The mouse.
But that's, you picked the mouse?
Yeah. They also drop a, what in the Mickey Mouse organization comes up with a team like the Ducks? That's a great line in that movie. Where Daffy Duck wanted to be called the Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of Mickey Mouse organization names their team the Ducks? What a shot by Warner Brothers in that. All right, so next Monday, when they announce the game times for the ones that I care about, I guarantee I'll get a six-day selection. That's just how it works. But at least my plan is tripped, and it makes sense. 1 o'clock hour.
Plan is tripped. Tripped is planned.
Tripped is planned. It's a Monday. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Soprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSERP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.